This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelier along with Charlie Long. We'll have our triple option feature at 5:45. Steve Geller will join us for that. A little after 5:20, we'll have on with us the television voice of the New Orleans Pelicans, Joe Mars. And Joe just signed a new deal, him and Antonio Daniels, to continue doing this for the Pelicans, and they do a great job on the television network. Charlie, I got a text during the break and asking me to compare LSU wide receiver Chris Hilton to somebody that they would know. And even though he's a different style player, his impact is the same. Rashid Shaheed, the speed element. Now, you know, I say this all the time. Speed never had a bad day in its life. And we saw last year, without Hilton in the lineup early, and then he sort of had the yips a little bit. He was mistiming jumps, dropping passes. But late in the year, he got it together, and you saw that element that was there that really puts a lot of pressure on the deep secondary for any team. That's exactly what Rashid Shaheed does for the Saints when he's healthy. He's got the ability to blow the top off of coverage. And when he's got the ball in his hands, he is one step fast. And you better catch him, and quickly. So I think it's a big year for Chris Hilton. He's got an opportunity to be a very early round selection with a big season at LSU. And Garrett Nussmeier trusts him. And if he can stay healthy, and that's the key, if he can stay healthy, he's got a chance to really be a major impact player for LSU. Now, their offensive line got to give Nussmeier enough time to get him the ball downfield. And I think you'll see a lot more two tight end offense with this team. With Bauer Sharp, Tre'Davious Green, not that Tre'Davious is a great blocker. He can get in the way. But I do think Chris Hilton is a major part of this LSU offense for 2025. Certainly Aaron Anderson's a big-time player also. You can use him so many different ways with the jet sweeps, with the wide receiver screens. But it's Hilton's speed. He scares you when he's out there. And I'm telling you, against Clemson, one of the first plays I do is I'll run him down the chalk and I'll throw one deep to see if we can hit on that. If not, then that safety ain't playing in the box no more. But even though they different style players and built a little differently, man, Rashid Shaheed, his impact, what he does on the field with his big play skills, and you look at Hilton, a lot of similarities.
You know, Mike, I remember we talked about Hilton last summer, and we were all excited for the potential season that he was going to have, and then that ankle injury, it just felt like week after week after week, we kept hearing the same
thing.
He's
getting better. He's on the verge.
He's getting closer. He's getting closer. He's getting closer. And then he finally returns for basically the final four games of the season, including the bowl game against Baylor, where he really popped off for 113 yards on those four receptions. And Chris Hilton, as you kind of mentioned, he adds an extra little element to that offense. And the wide receiver room that LSU has built for the 2025 season is one of the most dynamic, I think, in all of college football. When you bring back Aaron Anderson and you have Chris Hilton, and if he's healthy, he'll be good to go. Berrian Brown that you added to it, Nick Anderson for the size element there as well, the transfer from Oklahoma. They've built up a really, really strong wide receiver room, and that's not even including the tight ends if we're just talking about pass catchers entirely with Tre'Davious Green and obviously Bauer Sharp, the other transfer from Oklahoma. Garrett Nussmeier has weapons to throw to, Mike. We talked about this yesterday when we listened to your interview that you had with them at Manning Passing Academy. He's going to be able to air it out, and you can expect some big, big-time numbers from Garrett Nussmeier if, as you mentioned, the offensive line can keep him upright and give him time to get the ball out.
Berrian Brown's the X factor here. Because we saw he was a big play element at the University of Kentucky. Run after catch skills. His ability to put one foot down and then he gets fast and you better grab him and quickly. Nick Anderson fought injuries last year at Oklahoma, but as a freshman, man, he made a big impact for the Sooners. So again, it all comes back down to how quickly, Davis can get this offensive line to play as a unit. And sometimes it's really difficult because I always think that is the last piece of the puzzle. I told this to Coach Davis. That's always, to me, the last piece of the puzzle to come around. He said, I agree, because in essence, five players and the tight end, it's in unison. And last year, I think they struggled right up the middle. You know, having the freshman center, and I think he really struggled with a lot of blitz pickup opportunities that he missed. They were fooling him a little bit with certain looks. That has got to get better. But we all know what really helps a passing game. Run the football.
Right.
And so that's where Caden Durham becomes the guy. Because if they can run the football, then it'll keep those guys from pinning their ears back and rushing the quarterback. And I can say the same thing for Tyler Shuck. Now, if you can run the football with the Saints, with Alvin Kamara, and whoever's else in the backfield with him, you know, that is going to help Tyler in his development as a passer and give him a little bit more time to see the field, because they're going to try to trick him too. In essence, it's, you know, it's little smoke and mirrors what they do in the NFL to show you one thing, and at the last minute, they get out of it, and what you think is man coverage is actually zone, and sometimes what you think is zone is man. And so you're going to go through the growing pains with Tyler Shuck, but the running game is going to help both Nussmeier and Shuck next year if you can get that cranked up. I feel much better about the Saints offensive line, to be honest with you, because you really, you have something there with Kelvin Banks, I think, coming in. I don't think it's going to be a long transition for him into the NFL. He gets it. He's mature and he's really technically sound. And certainly on the right side, I think you got a star player there in Taliese Fuaga. I think he's got a chance to be a big-time player in the National Football League at the right tackle position. We'll be back, and we'll have on with us from the Pelicans, their play-by-play guy for television, Joel Myers, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlotte Long, handling things behind the scenes. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, he is the television voice of the New Orleans Pelicans, Joe Myers. Joe, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, look, congratulations on a new deal. So if I see you out, I'll treat you, you know, steak, wine, whatever. But congratulations on a new deal.
I feel fortunate to be in New Orleans and with the Pels, and I think everybody in the city knows that by now.
Right off the bat, because we have so many ways to go with this, but I'll get your thoughts on Kevon Looney signing the contract with the Pels. And I was telling this to Charlie. When I first saw it, I would have bet a lot of money. He's over 30 years old. He's 10 years in the league, but he just turned 29. I mean, he's close in February. So your thoughts on the addition of Looney? And we know he's going to mostly be a piece of the puzzle here at center. We know who the guy's going to be, but to bring in some experience and some leadership that sort of left the room when CJ got traded.
Well, also, here's a guy who's got 3 rings in a 10-year run. He wasn't available early. He had hip surgery, and he was at the end of the first round when he was taken, Mike, out of UCLA by the Warriors. So he grew into his role, and then he's an amazing guy that has played now. Availability is a skill set in the NBA. He's played 314 out of the last 328 games over the previous 4 seasons. So we all know how the Pels have been banged up, and nobody can be on the floor, unfortunately. And so now we've got a guy who's a workaholic. He's only 29, as you mentioned, and he can be in the ear of Eve, whether it's Eve or Derek Queen. And it goes a long way because, you know, the NBA locker room is small. It's not like the NFL where you've got 53 and then you got a taxi squad and you got maybe 65, 70 guys. So the mentoring in the NBA is really important because there's a lot of one-on-one and you live together. You're your family. You travel, you play 3 games in 4 nights. And so it's really important. I thought it was a great move by Joe to help. Not only he can still play at a high level, but also to be kind of a leader, a silent leader in the locker room. He's not a flashy guy. He's a bright guy, though. And I've already talked to my people and the guys in Golden State, and they talk about his quality. And if you look at The Athletic today, Marcus Thompson, the headline said, they're losing guys. Klay Thompson was the first to go, obviously, to Dallas. But he said that Kevon Looney, the backbone, is gone from the dynasty. And that says a lot about the quality of a person when a guy who's lived with them, Marcus Thompson III, who's a really good writer for The Athletic, said the backbone is left. So I'm ready.
Jeremiah Fears, with the first-round pick they use, most of the people we had on to discuss the draft, they thought he would be a top five or six pick. We had Kelsey Nicole Nelson on, who covers the Wizards. She thought that Fears would go there, which was one pick ahead of where the Pelicans got him. Now, young guy, 18 years old, you understand that you're not expecting him to come in and he's going to run the team. Now, he may be put in that spot because of injury. You never know. But your thoughts on the selection of Jeremiah Fears?
Well, AD and I were talking earlier today, and Antonio Daniels I'm referring to, and the Pels haven't had for a long time a guy that can get into the paint, a drive and a kick guy, and a guy that's going to play with pace who's very fast. He's lightning fast. And I talked to a former GM in the league about him, and he goes, he's a lock. That's who I like at the point guard spot. So I don't think it'll be long. I think he's going to be a part of the rotation. And he lobs to Zion, more pace to play. And then you didn't bring him up, but then you put him in alongside Jordan Poole. You can have two different tempos. You can have a tempo with a different backcourt, and then you can have a super fast tempo because Poole, he can also handle the ball, get it up the floor. But it'll be fun to watch. They're definitely going to be entertaining. And I like the fact that they should be able to score this year. But it all boils down to Z. If Z's on the floor, the Pels are going to be super competitive.
You know, Joel, I wanted to actually bring up the Jordan Poole, C.J. McCollum trade. I guess this is a two-part question. First and foremost, you know, Mike and I talked about it when it happened. C.J. was the ultimate professional here for 4 years after they traded for him. You know, available night in, night out, a great mentor, a leader in the locker room, and, you know, just a truly a pro's pro. So we thank him for his time here, and that's kind of the first question, your thoughts on C.J. McCollum. But then also bringing in Jordan Poole, bringing in Sadiq Bey, these two 26-year-old kids that are coming in, bringing excitement to this Pelicans offense for the upcoming season. Just want to get your thoughts on that trade in general, sending out C.J. McCollum and Kelly Olynyk and getting back those two veterans that Troy Weaver is familiar with.
Yeah, well, C.J. was great for the team. There's no question about that. And a guy who would get you 20, 21 a night on average. So that's a loss. But at the same time, he's going to be 34. So you look at it, and now this fits the timeline. With Z at 25 now, Trey Murphy at 25 now. Then you've got Jordan Poole. You talked about their age. Poole at 26, Bay at 26. He's been off for a year. He's a lockdown cover guy, too. Besides shooting threes, Bay can defend, and that's what Peavy can do, the young man they got out of Georgetown. So what Joe is doing makes a lot of sense. See, the Pels need to be competitive, bottom line. After 21-61, they are not a 21-win team. They're much closer to a 49-win team than a 21-win team. And Joe recognizes that because you got Herb coming back healthy. You got Trey coming back healthy. There's a lot of things to like going into the new season. Chemistry is going to be the key. The most underrated, and AD talks about it with me on the air all the time, most underrated aspect of basketball, chemistry. And hopefully they will get that early in camp, over in Australia, and then the last two preseason games.
Joe, you brought up something I've been saying here for weeks. And for a lot of males, they don't want to believe it, that somebody is that much better than somebody else. And you brought it up about Zion, that if he's on the court, he elevates this team, not one level, but two levels more. Now, you got people out there, oh, it's an ultimate team sport. And okay, I get that. But that one guy can make you so much better when he's healthy. And, you know, you've covered this for a long time, football-wise, also basketball-wise. That is true in every sport. But for some reason, we got a lot of males that don't want to believe that one guy can make that big of a difference. My thing is, take Joe Burrow off Cincinnati Bengals. Take Josh Allen off the Buffalo Bills. Patrick Mahomes off the Chiefs and see what you got. There is a difference there. But they got a lot of people out there that don't want to believe that. They don't want to believe it, Joe.
Well, what we saw was when Zion's healthy, the last couple of weeks of the, well, at least the last couple of weeks he was on the floor because he took a hard fall on his tailbone, he had two triple-doubles. He's a willing passer. Until he got a little bit bigger, he was playing point. He can handle the basketball. He sees his teammates. If he is on the floor, everybody else is better by far. So there's opportunities, and people say, well, they got Derrick Queen, and, you know, he's going to crowd the space of Z. Derrick Queen's a skilled guy out of Maryland, a legit 6'10", who can shoot. Put him on the elbow on the opposite side of the high post, let Z go to work. Then they can't drop a double into the lap of Z and leave if he reverses the ball to the opposite side. So there's a lot of things, if Z is on the floor, that are going to work for the Pels. And then, as I said, you got a half-court pace, tempo, and then you could have a really quick tempo. You brought it up, though, Mike. If you don't have a quarterback in the NFL, you don't have a prayer. And if you don't have a lead guard, as you look at Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and Tyrese Halliburton, I go down the list, if you don't have a lead in the NBA, you also, I won't say it on the air, but you're up without a paddle. So it works to take fears, get him reps, because everything I hear is he's got a serious handle. He's lightning fast. He can get into the paint. Haven't seen that. And then Looney is a great screen guy. Looney knows how to play at a really high level. So I think he set a few picks and moving picks for Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. So there's a lot to like with what Joe's doing. There's a plan, and it's the plan to be competitive right away. And Poole was unbelievable last year. He connected with the coach. All of a sudden, he was a mature guy. And he was mentoring some of the guys, I'm told, in the D.C. locker room. There's an article by Josh Robbins in The Athletic talking about the transformation of Jordan Poole last season and the way he slowed down, settled down, and he can flat out fill it up. So you got to stay healthy. That's good fortune in the NBA. If the Pels are healthy, they will definitely be a factor.
Joel, I'm glad you brought up Derrick Queen because I wanted to ask you about him. I mean, there's been a lot of talk from national media about the price that it took up to move from 23 to 13 to select Derrick Queen and get your second lottery pick. And, you know, Joe was asked about it, and he said that when you're getting the second lottery pick, you're accounting for next year as well. And if you really talk about it, because Joe also had mentioned that he had started calling folks to pick 9 and kind of going down the ladder until he got to 13 and made the deal with Atlanta. And it really wasn't, I don't think, a surprise that the Pelicans were interested in Derrick Queen, given, once again, the connection with Weaver and everything like that. But there's also something to be said that if you're talking about what the Pelicans' big board probably looked like, Derrick Queen was not their 13th-ranked prospect. I think we can all agree on that. It was probably closer to maybe even a top five prospect on their big board for this 2025 class. Jeremiah Fierce was maybe one spot ahead of him, a couple spots ahead of him. That's why they took Fierce with the 7th overall pick. But the interest in Queen was always there from this front office. They made the aggressive move that Joe has been saying, that they're going to be aggressive. They go up and get their guy. And Queen, you know, as far as a player and projection, people are very, very excited about what he could do in his rookie campaign.
Well, Charlie, they got two guys that can be rotational players this season. They were very fortunate last year because Eve was a revelation at 21st overall. Nobody anticipated Eve would play that many minutes, but Eve got it. He was a good shot blocker, a good defender, a good help defender. So Eve advanced much faster than anybody anticipated. So, but Derrick Queen's a skilled player. I've talked to a bunch of people that watch Big Ten basketball, and he was a freshman where they game planned against him, and he still got 16-9 a game in a physical conference, a tough conference. So I like what they did. They want to compete right now. They're not looking for projects. You take certain guys and you know that you got to wait. Everybody matures differently, but they got two guys that played at a high level that were lottery picks that should be in the rotation this year. And we haven't even talked about Jordan Hawkins. And hopefully Hawk is getting healthy and building up core strength because he had back issues, too young for that. And Jordan Hawkins has got a beautiful stroke. So there's a lot to look forward to. And in-house competition, whether it's football or basketball, is super healthy for everybody. It makes everybody better. So that's, Pels haven't been this deep in a long time with guys that can actually play at this level.
Joel, the debate on what you had to give up to get Queen, that's going to be in play now for quite some time. But right before the tournament, that's nothing against Queen. That you know, as a player. But right before the tournament started, we had on Tavon Sadler, who is the head basketball coach at Nicholls State.
Coach Boog.
And so Coach Boog actually helped recruit Queen to Maryland. And he was like, he's the most unusual big man that I've ever seen in his ability to move like a point guard. And he is so smooth on the court, so quick. He said he's really got a nice stroke as a shooter. And he'll get physically stronger as he gets older to help out on the defensive side. So, again, I think the controversy, and it's always going to be there because of what you gave up to get Queen. But everything about Queen we have heard has been really, really people that have praised him for being an unusually athletic big man who can move. And in this game today, that is so important.
Yeah, well, he's big with a handle. Yeah, and how many, a lot of times bigs, you know, they come into the league and as good as they might be at blocking and blocking shots and defending, they sometimes have two left feet at the offensive end of the floor. But he's already ahead of the curve there. And he comes into the league where there's a premium on scoring. You want to get stops, but the Indiana Pacers are a great example of a team that went to the finals. All they wanted were 100 shots a game. They wanted to outscore people. Now, they had to defend in the playoffs, and they did because of Nembhard really upped his game at the defensive end of the floor. So did Mathurin. So I like the fact that he can defend a little. He's really good at the offensive end of the floor, and you can plug him in. You don't have to wait a year or two. And it's exciting just to think about, as I said, guys that actually come out of college. They're only 19, but they were the focal point of the program, both Fears and Derek Queen. So there was pressure on them already, and they played at a high level. They competed at a high level. They succeeded, and now there's a reason the Pels wanted them. To say that it's going to be a great draft next year, supposedly it's going to be a good draft, a deep draft, that's yet to be determined. So you don't look at a crystal ball, and especially after you won 21, you want to bring people back into the building, make friends again, and get the vibe going that there were a 49-win season 2 years ago. That same kind of atmosphere, that same type of where everybody is excited and looking forward to a game. And that's what I think Joe Dumars recognized coming into the situation, which I appreciate, actually, to go for it now, not wait and say, well, we're building. It's going to happen. No, get everybody back in the building. That's the way you build.
Joel, I think an interesting part about all of this is that the NBA offseason just rolls. Like, we had Game 7, I think, about 10 days ago of the NBA Finals, and then you get into the NBA Draft, and then NBA Free Agency starts, and we're 9 days away from the Summer League. And we talked to a couple different reporters about this, with the Pelicans making 3 draft picks, 2 with the lottery, and then also, as you mentioned, Peavy from Georgetown in the second round. Just want to get your thoughts on the Summer League, the Pelicans' trip to Vegas, which is going to be starting on July 10th, and what you're kind of looking for from the team in Vegas.
Well, competition, because when you have 3 picks on your team, and there's going to be some guys that are back from last year, and I hope Antonio Reeves is, you know, going to play a couple of games as well. So you're going to have guys that are at a high level to begin with. So as opposed to patching a summer league team together, and a lot of teams, I don't know if they take it seriously or not, but they're going to get some reps for their first and second round pick, and that's it. They're not looking at wins or losses. The teams that have succeeded there have also succeeded. Don't forget the Warriors really took summer league seriously. The teams that have cared about it and done well have also, it's carried over to the regular season. They were ready to play. So I look forward to that, and I want to see all 3 guys. I'm going to be there. I'm going to watch each game, so I look forward to it.
Joel, you've done this a long time, and we see what it's going to affect, especially in the East. Have you seen this kind of rash of Achilles injuries before? I talked to Dean Kleinsmith, longtime trainer in the NFL, and he's like, Mike, it's almost unexplainable kind of how this kind of has worked out. And certainly it's going to affect Indiana. It's going to affect Boston this year. Have you seen this sort of rash, like one after the other, of Achilles injuries? And that's an injury at one time. That used to be a career ender. That would end your career.
Right.
Now
right.
You can come back in a year, especially in basketball. It's about a year, maybe a little bit longer. But, man, that rash of them kind of hit all of a sudden. And it may be just coincidence, but there is that run on it.
Well, there's a couple of things I'd like to see. And the league isn't asking for my opinion, obviously. But I would like to see a longer season. 82 games start when we start now. Spread it out with less 3 nights, 4 cities, or 3 cities, 4 nights. less back-to-backs, and go into, I'd like to see the finals July 4th weekend, because the finals end on June 10th anyway, so it's another 3 weeks. Spread out the season. Start the playoffs a little bit later, because the season's going to be a little bit longer, because you're going to space out the games more, and then make it a big deal July 4th weekend. The NBA finals end on the 4th of July, potentially. We are, like this year, it's a Friday. But the point is, take and you're going up against the first half of the baseball season. It's not like you're going up against the NFL. Spread it out, and then you don't put the stress. Back to your point of all the Achilles and the stress, and a lot of guys are playing a lot of minutes. Ask Tom Thibodeau in that room. So I would much rather see it stretched out. There's going to be two more teams anyway. And that's going to be in the next 3-4 years. So they'll vote on that in July, expansion. It'll be approved. And then you'll have two more teams. But stretch out the season. It would only be an extra 3 weeks, four max, if you go to about July 4th weekend or whenever it lands. I'd like to see that. And I think it also would help the training staffs of all these teams that work their tails off. And that would alleviate some of the problems, Mike.
Joel, you're preaching to the choir. Mike and I have been talking about stretching out the season and just getting it further into the summer, not just for sports talk's sake and being able to talk more about the NBA season as it goes along, but it's just common sense, especially with the rash of injuries that we've seen in recent years. My last question for you, though, is, you know, looking ahead, obviously the Pelicans did make that signing with Kevon Looney, who we've already talked with you about, but are you anticipating anything else from Joe Dumars? I know that him and Troy Weaver, they've been kind of building this roster in their own image, been very aggressive early on in the process. But we're still only on day two of free agency. Is there anything else you're kind of anticipating with the Pelicans making a move?
No, but it wouldn't shock me, by the way, because there are, like Joe says, we want to be aggressive, and I like it. But I only bring it up because there is a roster spot available, and there's also 3.4 under the cap, at least the not the cap, the first threshold. So things are good. When you're in that close to the first threshold, you're doing your due diligence. You're looking to improve your product. And you go back to what we talked about with the overall big picture. They're looking ahead. And I looked at the numbers for next year. Now they've got to sign guys. But they're down next year with some of the salaries that will come off the books. So there's latitude, but there's 3.4 and there's a roster spot. So I wouldn't be shocked.
Joe, you're the best, brother. I appreciate you coming on this afternoon. Always great insights. We'd love to have you on. And congratulations on a new deal, being back with the Pelicans.
Yeah, I'm happy camper, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks
so much. Joe Mars, the you hear him, play-by-play voice of the New Orleans Pelicans on television. Thank him for his time to come on, give us his insights. We come back, it'll be our triple option feature. Be joined by Steve Geller right after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglia along with Steve Geller joins us for our triple option feature along with Charlie Long. And Steven, you first.
Well, guys, I'm heading to Pittsburgh today, not for any talk about the Steelers. It's Paul Skeens Day. He's on the mound again for the Pirates. They're hosting the St. Louis Cardinals. Skeens coming off a dud his last time out, pitching at Milwaukee, giving up four runs, four innings of work. And tonight's matchup against St. Louis, this game just got underway, by the way. Skeens' career hasn't been too great against the Cards. He's had five starts and 0-4 record against them. We'll see if he can pick that up, get his first win against St. Louis tonight. On the season right now, guys, 4-7 record, 2.12 earned run average, and 110 strikeouts for Skeens, which is tied for 11th in MLB. We'll see how he fares this evening, but we know, man oh man, it seems whenever he's on the mound, those Pirates don't give him any run support.
No, and they don't give most people run support. I don't care who's pitching, Charlie.
You know, it's funny, real quick before I get into mine, you know, he's 0-4 in five starts against the Cardinals. What's the over-under on earned runs that he's given up in those five games? Like seven? Realistically, like, yes, he's 0-4, but, I mean, he's 4-6 this year, and he's got an ERA of like two, a sub-2 ERA, I'm pretty sure. So it's just, it's not really his fault that the Pirates can't score a run when he's on the mound. But as you mentioned, Mike, they can't score many runs when he's not on the mound either.
Yeah.
Guys, I wanted to bring up the everything that happened today with the Milwaukee Bucks, specifically Miles Turner and Dame Lillard. And the Dame Lillard part of it, I think, is the most fascinating. But first and foremost, Miles Turner, longtime center for the Indiana Pacers, who's been in every single trade talk under the sun for basically the half decade since he's been with the Pacers, agreed to a four-year, $107 million deal with the Milwaukee Bucks. So they're letting the Pacers, with the Tyrese Halliburton injury, are letting Miles Turner out the door, and he's going to sign with the rival Milwaukee Bucks, which is pretty fascinating. That's only one piece of the puzzle, though, because they're also cutting Damian Lillard, who suffered his own torn Achilles back in late April in their playoff push as well. And this is really fascinating, guys. So there's something called the stretch provision, which ESPN's Bobby Marks has really well laid out. And this is the largest wave and stretch in NBA history for Bobby Marks with Damian Lillard. And this is what we're looking at, guys. Dame Lillard has 2 years and $112.5 million left on his contract, and Milwaukee's going to waive and stretch his contract for the next five seasons at $22.5 million a year. So Dame Lillard's going to be getting paid, right? But he's going to be getting paid to not be on the Milwaukee Bucks. And the kind of reaction to this has been fascinating, because you hear Chris Haynes reporting that Giannis is not happy with this decision to basically cut Dame Lillard after he suffered that torn Achilles back in April. He's basically going to likely miss the entire next season. So whoever he decides to sign with this offseason, he's going to be like a cheerleader for this upcoming year before he can actually play the season after that. But getting paid $22.5 million per year over the next five seasons to not play for the Milwaukee Bucks, I guess Milwaukee just was willing to cut him and get rid of him after that Achilles injury. And the opposite side, as I mentioned, Giannis wasn't very happy with it. Apparently Dame Lillard is very, very happy with this decision, because now he gets to go wherever he wants.
And I'll still get paid.
And he still gets paid $22.5 million per year over the next 5 years to not play basketball. Everyone talks about the Bobby Bonilla day, but, I mean, Dame Lillard's got his own thing now, too.
Yeah, well, he's getting a few more nickels than Bobby Bonilla is. Bobby, man, that was quite a deal for him. And sometimes when you have athletes who maybe you got a fear would go through their money quickly, to have a long-term deal like what Bobby did, Bonilla did, that's unreal. And I think he'll get paid, Bonilla, up until I think it's 2035, over $1 million a year.
Yeah, we still got 10 more years of the Bobby Bonilla day.
And just wait till the Dodgers contracts that they keep deferring all this money to start popping up in about a decade, too, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to do this real quick, but if he was playing in New York or Chicago or in Los Angeles, you'd know a lot about Cal Raleigh. Cal Raleigh leads the major leagues in home runs with 33. But he's playing in the Siberia of Major League Baseball, Seattle. Okay? Think about that. Okay, his nickname's the Big Dumper. He's a switch hitter as a catcher. And that's a lot of wear and tear on you when you play catcher. But to lead the major leagues in home runs with 33 is unreal, and it's hardly talked about in the major league circles. Really not. Hardly anyone is talking about it, but there is a lot of wear and tear when you play catcher. And for Cal to do that in Seattle, and it's not like, okay, the Mariners are on national television, okay? And, you know, it's late night games. But he is having a unbelievable year. I know, Charlie, you keep up with baseball more than I do, but to see what Cal has done in Seattle is just unbelievable. Now, I don't know if he can keep that pace up because of the wear and tear of the season playing catcher.
Mike, I got the number right in front of me. MLB Network had this earlier. The most home runs before the start of July in MLB history. Barry Bonds in 2001 had 39 home runs before the start of July. Mark McGwire in 1998 had 37 home runs before the start of July. Cal Raleigh is tied with Sammy Sosa and Ken Griffey Jr., both in 1998, with 33 home runs before the start of July. He's only behind Bonds and McGwire in the 2001 and 1998 seasons, respectively, as far as the most home runs hit before July. And once again, we'll see if he can keep the pace up. As an Astros fan, my Astros are chilling in first place. I hope he falls off and the Mariners can stop trying to chase us a little bit. But, you know, it is definitely impressive what Cal Raleigh is.
The Judge is just three behind him. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I was going to say, Judge is only three behind him. But think, Judge ain't playing catcher.
Oh, no.
That's the story behind the story with this. That's unbelievable. And I know one thing. Griffey Jr. played in the Siberia for Major League Baseball, too. But everybody knew about the kid. Man, he was something else in his heyday. That's it for our triple option feature. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number two of Sports Talk. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 right after this news break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.